You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Brian Zumhagen. Madoff, A Jewish Reckoning. That's the title of a talk that drew an overflow crowd to the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research on Thursday night. For more than 2 hours, a group of New Yorkers listened to a panel of speakers with divergent views on Bernie Madoff and his impact on Jewish people. It's been widely reported that the disgraced money manager used his contacts within the Jewish community to attract investors to his alleged Ponzi scheme. WNYC's Lisa Chow was there and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian.
So were there any people there who'd been personally defrauded by Madoff?
Yeah, there were a few people in the audience who talked openly about it. There was also Mort Zuckerman, who I'd say is the most prominent name. He's the owner of the Daily News. He's also a big real estate investor. He lost $30 million in a fund that invested with Madoff. There were also people in the audience who worked for Jewish charitable organizations that were affected. But I'd say most of the people were just kind of curious and concerned people.
So what was the substance of the discussion?
It was incredibly wide-ranging, and just so people know, we've posted the 2 hours online, and I wouldn't say it's probably not fair to try and sum this up, but I'd say that among this group, there was real fear that because Madoff is Jewish, this could become a Jewish scandal. Mort Zuckerman spoke to this point.
If you take somebody like Kenneth Lay of Enron shame, he was never identified as a prominent Protestant energy broker. I don't know of anybody who accuses the governor of Illinois as a prominent Serbian-American governor of Illinois. So it is unfair that Madoff's Jewishness has become part of this narrative.
I think Zuckerman raises, you know, an interesting point here. He also said he believed the scandal would fuel anti-Semitism.
Madoff revived, it seems to me, a lot of the ancient bigotry against our people and gave credence to the horrible accusations about Jews being greedy and untrustworthy. In fact, he gave the people who hate Jews material for years.
Now, did all the panelists agree with that anxiety?
No, not all the panelists did. Another panelist, Michael Steinhardt, appeared to disagree with Zuckerman's comments. He is a hedge fund manager, now very prominent philanthropist. He said he was optimistic and didn't believe there would be a backlash, actually. And he actually used an example from the 1980s. He said there was a lot of insider trading scandals at that time and a lot of Jewish names associated with those insider trading scandals and feared that there would be a rise in anti-Semitism. And yet he said the scandals came, they went, and there was nothing. And yet at the same time, Steinhardt seemed aware that Jews who work on Wall Street and in finance are really front and center of this economic downturn.
Madoff dwarfs these other issues in magnitude. It dwarfs these other issues in press coverage. And adding insult to injury, it comes upon a time when we are experiencing an extraordinary economic debacle, which itself has a disproportionate number of Jewish names and Jewish institutions that are so deeply entwined with our economic tsuris. Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Rubin, Greenberg, it goes on and on.
That's Robert Rubin of Citigroup, and I believe he's referring to Hank Greenberg of AIG. It's pretty provocative stuff.
Now, did this conversation shed any light on the history of these ideas about Jews and money?
Well, there was another panelist, Michael Walzer. He's a political and moral philosopher. He also taught at Princeton. And, you know, he did spend some time talking about the historical roots of Jewish people's relationship to money.
Exiled from the land and generally barred from land owning, we have been an urban people, a bourgeois nation, a nation of shopkeepers and merchants and moneylenders. Artisans, too, very few professionals, just rabbis and physicians. Mostly our business was business. So making money is okay among the Jews, so long as it doesn't involve theft or fraud or oppression.
It sounds a little like a group therapy session.
Actually, there was a prominent therapist in the room. Dr. Ruth was in the audience, and here's what she said.
It's not a question of fact-finding, but it's a question of hearing people coming together on a very serious issue and being able to discuss it together. And I think What it does show is that the Jewish community is very concerned about such a terrible, terrible happening.
Would you say that there was any consensus that emerged during the evening?
You know, not really. I mean, there was so much diversity in the views, and actually that's what I think was most compelling about the evening. I mean, you had the whole spectrum. You had people who really kind of are steeped in the world of finance, former hedge fund managers, to real scholars and academics who kind of look at it from a historical perspective, who were actually self-described as more the socialist tradition. And so there really was – I wouldn't say there was consensus. It was more just – there was some soul-searching that was happening. And, you know, I don't know if there was like a clear takeaway. I think it was just an opportunity – for most of them were Jewish in the audience. It was just an opportunity to kind of listen and hear from prominent scholars and people in business.
All right. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Brian.
WNYC's Lisa Chow attended the event Madoff, A Jewish Reckoning, sponsored by the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research. That discussion is posted online. You can go to our homepage, WNYC.org.